What's up, everybody? Welcome to Overdunk, episode 19. My name is Zoinks, and this is the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. You'll listen to episode 19, where I have the amazing pleasure of being joined by the EU winners, the most dominant team we've seen in those EU finals so far. I'm joined by PogChamp today. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course. Yes. No, I'm so happy that we were able to get yet another EU team on. Yeah, so the show's alive a little bit earlier for me, but we got to make time zones work, of course. But guys, welcome to the show. I'm sure anybody who is listening or watching this show already knows who you are, but let's just to cover all our bases, get a quick introduction from everybody. So we'll just go around the circle. Everybody introduce themselves. Why don't you say who you are, what people might know you from, and then if you could also say what role you play for the team of PogChamp. So what position, I guess. Crackies, let's start with you. You're in my top left.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Crackies. People might know me from, well, no other games, just like the Pokemon Unite scene, I guess.
Cool.
And I play support for PogChamp, basically.
Okay, awesome. Sarah, you, why don't you, you're next.
Yeah, I'm playing like Lucario since the beginning of the game, and then now I'm the painter from PogChamp, I guess.
Very cool. We got the top lane, Lucario Mastermind. Yoshi, how about you next?
Hello. My name is Yoshi. I'm the captain of PogChamp since the beginning. I'm the jungler for this team. Mm-hmm. And yeah, right now we're the best team in the world.
Yeah, there you go. On the top, I love to see it. That's what you know you from. Absolutely. Vieto, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Vieto-san. I'm the main defender in PogChamp. I think people know me from playing Slowbro. Mm. And that's what I usually play, and maybe a lot of people know me for stealing stuffs like Dreadnought.
Dreadnought's not easy to steal with Slowbro either, so props there. That is something to be accomplished for. Awesome. Wahabin, why don't you finish out our intros?
Yeah, so I'm Wahabin. I've been playing video games for like 10, 15 years. Cool. Competitively, and I somehow ended up playing Pokemon Unite for PogChamp, and I'm playing attacker.
Cool.
When we need an attacker, you know, because right now the role is like not that strong, so
yeah, that's
sometimes
true.
You have to play something else, but yeah, you know, I'm here and we're winning, so that's what matters.
Exactly. And hey, in a MOBA, adaptability will always be a skill that's lauded after, for sure. So having that rotation, nothing to sneeze at. Okay, awesome. Guys, let's learn a little bit about your team, PogChamp. Yoshi, you said you were the captain, or maybe creator of this team. How long has this team of five players been a team for?
I think we saw you in November.
Okay.
Asked him if he wanted to make a team to try something. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, let's try something. We get some players. We get Crackies. We get Waha, the first one. And Jamu was a whole player from that. But he left us after Shiny League. And then we wanted a defender. We get Viet, maybe the best defender on this game by far. I would just play around, and was a bunch of French grinding the ladder. Cool. And at some point, we watch it. We can do maybe something on the ladder on the tournaments, because we was winning pretty much everything. Mm. And yeah, we try, we stay, and we keep learning as together. And now we're doing pretty great, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding. All the way from November to April as a squad, you guys have, a laundry list of tournament success. I mean, this most recent one is obviously the most obvious choice. A first place run, completely undefeated through the finals of March. But I'm sure there's been also a lot of other tournament success for PogChamp as well. I mean, whenever I'm taking a look at these tournament brackets, I'm always seeing your names, if not first, up there in those top four constantly. So your team is definitely reputable. And then you mentioned something that I'm not sure that everybody knows, they should know if they don't know already, but you're an all French squad, right?
Yeah, before
no,
it's French. Viet is French now. What do you guys say?
Viet is French. Like, you legitimately speak in French in like the Discord chat, you know, and it answer in English. So I think You got it already.
Good, good. Okay, so a honorary fifth French member, but other than that, completely French. I love that. Okay, very, very cool. That's awesome. We actually don't see too many EU teams all just mono. I mean, we have the Germans side of things, and then the French, I think, are the other only two. So awesome. Very cool to see all of you playing under one banner for sure. And then I know there's other French players out there too on Ladder and Unite and stuff, but I think we're looking at the best of the best when we take a look at this team. That's awesome. Guys, thank you for telling me about the kind of the story of your team, but I like to dig really deep on this show. I want to see how much I can learn about a team in the hour that we're kind of allowed to on this show. I want to know the dirty little secrets, but also the best moments on your squad. So I'd like to ask a few questions that really, really suss out what a team acts like. Guys, who ints the most on the squad of PogChamp?
Crackers for sure.
Okay.
I have my moments. I have my moments as well. But Saryu and Yoshi are doing fine as well.
Okay.
What?
No. I don't agree.
If you want the ranking, if you want the ranking, will be Crackers first for sure. He's the one who ints the most. At second will be Saryu, I think, for sure, because you know he's trying some weird stuff with Lucario sometime.
Sure. In turn, I never end. Funny later, I try.
I think the third will be
you.
No. Okay. Maybe it will be me. Maybe
third. Okay, interesting. Awesome. Well, I love that question. That was perfect. But then, okay, Crackies, you definitely got thrown under the bus here a little bit. People definitely thinking that you are to blame. So let me give you the chance to answer this question. You're totally allowed to say yourself, but who is the biggest brain on PogChamp? Who's the smartest player on the squad?
I think Vietosan
can eliminate some lot of people.
Vietosan and Saryu cannot be the smartest player, but sure.
Okay, cool.
I think legitimately, like, Vietos and Wabin and Yoshi all have, like, some good thinking in the game, but not in the same aspect, I would say.
I'd say it's Yoshi because he's the one making the calls, you know, in-game. You have to say Yoshi on this.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean I'm most intelligent about everyone, because we're pretty all dumb, so...
Just
so everyone knows.
Sure, the IQ level on PogChamp. But in-game, they got the game sense. That's what's most important in this situation, for sure.
I think it's really depend on the tournament and the mindset we have. Like, for Marsh, it's not everyone calling, but the main short call, I will do it at the end of the game. And if people follow, that's how we would just want all the games, I think. Okay. So I will say I'm the main short caller, but everyone is talking about the game when we need something anyway.
Awesome. Well, Yoshi, let me ask you this next question then. I like this one, but who do you think is the most underappreciated person on the team? Who do you think is kind of your silent carry, the ones that maybe aren't, you know, as famous as they need to be?
He's famous for carrying, but he's famous to be a trash too. He will be Saryu for sure. That's for sure. that's for sure, bro.
Okay. Saryu getting nominated. I think Saryu has been nominated for all three of these questions, by the way, which I think is hilarious. Into the most, biggest brain, and unappreciated carry. Maybe doesn't get the award for each of those, but okay, awesome. I love that. Then, guys, which of the team members do you think is the funniest member of the team?
If you don't tell it's me,
well,
I'm crazy.
He's saying the most jokes, you know?
Jokes,
but
yes.
They're not good, so.
I see.
Robin's quite funny, though. In Discord chat, it's quite funny.
But Robin never do jokes. He do like one joke per week.
Nah,
it's funny ones.
It's burnt, you know.
Oh,
that's my game.
Okay, awesome. So maybe a couple players, but their jokes maybe not quite up to the quality that we'd want to see.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, guys, awesome. Thank you for letting me get the inside look at PogChamp and how you guys work as a team, playing all the way from November, grinding out the tournaments. You had you made top four in the February finals, earning your qualifier place, and then you started out as the number 4 seed in this in the March finals, and like I was mentioning before, you didn't drop a single game throughout that tournament. So that's the most important thing, I think, on this show that we're going to get into. So let's jump right into it. I'm going to bring up the bracket here on stream, and then I will also make sure to share my Discord screen here in a sec. There we go. Cool. And so we can talk about these games. So first up, you guys were seeded against Zephyr Esport White. You actually went through the Zephyr Gauntlet playing both of their squads back to back. This first round game, talk to me about this game. If you guys can even remember back that far, it was a while ago. Was this game closer than the scoreline looked, or was it PogChamp pretty much all the way?
To be honest, go for it.
I think the first two games was really not, I wouldn't say easy, but probably
should go inside there, yeah, I mean.
Probably either the Random Gaming and German Burgers Flippers.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we always meet them in the ranked and we know how for sure they're playing.
I got you.
I think
we're doomed yet.
The both team, we know them because they're French team, so we know them pretty, because we play a lot against them and we know the streamers, we know the players. They know how we play, but we know how they play, so we still manage to beat them most of the times. So we faced them in February too, the first round against them. We know them, so
okay.
So it was okay. They're not bad, but I think we're still better than them, so...
Sure. I mean, when you are well-practiced in a matchup like that, it's just going to come down to who's practiced the most and the routines. You know how to play up against that team for sure. So you move past Zephyr Esport White, and you head into your next match against Zephyr Esport Red. Another 2-0 victory here, obviously, but this was the number 5 seed, Zephyr earning a few more points in the February finals, so they definitely received a lot higher. How about this game? Kind of same story as the first one, or was this one a little bit tougher?
There was something funny about Red, because we played them the day before the March final.
Okay.
In ladder, and they was trying some strats, some stuff, and we pretty much destroyed them in ladder with one comp.
Okay.
And right after, they just played the same comp as us. They tried, but they still didn't manage to beat us, but they're improving again every month. I think they can be a really good team. That's why I think they are top 5 right now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's still the same. We know them, and we know their their mistakes they can make, so we can do against them. So.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Kind of a little bit of the same story in that second scenario. Okay. Really cool. Let's talk about your team comp though that you were playing in this tournament. We talked about February finals, we saw a lot of score comp and things like that. That was not the case for PogChamp. What kind of team comp were you guys playing? Saryu, I know you were on the Lucario. Of course, Yoshi on that Duraludon. I think maybe the strangest choice for a lot of people, however, not too strange because so many people played it, we had Blissey in that bottom lane.
Yeah. It's about Blissey. We were talking about it like a few days before the March final, and we had the opportunity to play like a tournament like the day before March finals. It was like a weekly event in France organized by Pump, and so we were like talking about it with the team, and I tried it. It seems pretty well. We performed really nicely as well, and we were like going for it in March anyway. So I had like a few games on Blissey, but since it's like pretty easy to handle and to get used to,
okay,
we still managed to do very well in March finals. So I'm very pleased with the result we got.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Blissey pick, we didn't see very much of it in NA when I was watching, but we definitely saw the winners of the tournament playing Blissey.
Yeah.
So a really nice pick. Obviously took you guys all the way to a championship as well. But let's get into the next game. So you head into the winner's semifinals against, I would like to call them your rivals. I don't know if you would consider them to be something like that. But you go up against the winners of the February finals, Random Gaming. So this this team can definitely have a lot of different looks, different team compositions they can throw at you. Before we get into the actual game and what went down, what was the mindset of your team? What were you guys thinking about? Were you was the idea to just do what you've always done? We know we're doing really well right now. Just play our game and things will be fine. Or were you trying to play specifically against random gaming, coming up with counter strats and things like that?
I think the first game, what we had against random gaming, we were expecting the Tail and Flame.
Okay.
That's why didn't we make a countermeasure, but then Yoshi caught the second game. We have to do against something, their score comp.
Mm.
And then Crackies, me, and basically the bot lane took all score comp. Not score comp, but like score shield.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That was our countermeasure, but we took the same Pokemons.
Okay, gotcha. But the swap over to score comp, just so, you know, a dumb brain like me can understand, just to make sure that you are keeping up in the scoring race, right? Making sure you have a little bit more of a chance to get those dunks in, and when you're getting those over dunks in, you're always going to be, you know, that's your best way of keeping up against the score comp. Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. Well, let's talk about the actual game versus random gaming then. You made that adaptation. Was game one just like a hard win for you guys? Is that why you expected game two for them to flop to another composition?
Oh yeah, they weren't playing Duraludon in the first game.
They were playing standard.
Yeah. They played standard, but without Duraludon, and they just got destroyed. And
no Duraludon, no wins.
They had to swap. Yeah, I mean, the patch was just like, it was weird. It kind of worked in our favor because we like to play front to back.
Sure.
With one hard carry. So it was good for us, you know, but like they tried to contest the Jura with just a Talonflame, saying, oh, you know, you just one shot him and it's fine. But since we were playing triple support, it wasn't really working for them. So yeah, they just swapped to score comps. But about the score comp, it's not even about keeping up on the score. It's more about the last push. Most of the time it comes, it's just about the last push. Are you managing to score your 50, your last 50?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the difference. And we did score like, you know, 40 and 50 last 10 seconds. And that is what gives us the win.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, awesome. So definitely the scoreline was 2-0, but a little bit closer of a game than these other ones so far the tournament. Definitely, no matter what, when you're going up against random gaming, you're definitely in for a close match. I think always. I think I really do think PogChamp versus random gaming might become, I like to call them the El Clasico, but just our a match I always look forward to in bracket, no matter what. When I see it coming up, it's going to be a banger game.
Our mindset before the game was like, we knew like we were playing like a very decisive match, like kind of like the final before the hours, you know?
Sure.
Like, I think we're like really ready for it.
Okay.
Like when we went into the game, like we were all very focused all through the tournament, but like on the third team we faced, which was random gaming, like our mindset changed, yes.
Hmm.
I think.
Okay. Good.
Pass from Defier, so
makes sense. Go ahead. Yeah.
There is something you guys talking. Against random gaming, is still, because their name is Random Gaming, they can do like really weird stuff. That's why they are so good, to be honest. But if they actually in Europe, maybe I will just talk about Europe. I think we are probably the best team playing standard comp. Like when we call standard comp, it's Lucario top, jungler, Arcari jungler, and bot lane 3, not going around all the map. I think we can't lose against anyone right now in this standard comp. But like Yerman and Random, they play this really weird stuff, half core comp and stuff. So we have to manage to play against them. And the March final, what people didn't do against us, it was not playing Duraludon. This was the big mistake, because Duraludon can just destroy score comp so easily. That's the problem. So the adaptation we made was kind of cool for us, because the meta was playing Duraludon, and we did it, and no one was playing it on jungle. I don't understand why they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I still don't get it why they play on attacker instead of jungler. Because, you just come level 9 Dread, it's over. The game is legit over. So,
Yeah, it is. That Pokemon, it was absurdly strong, kind of depending on your definition of that Pokemon. But, all right, let's keep moving through this bracket. You beat Random Gaming 2-0. That must have felt good. You must have had a lot of energy coming into this next game.
It did.
Oh, it was really happy after that win.
That's awesome. Well, you guys didn't celebrate too early because you actually were able... You know, we can see the rest of the tournament here, but let's talk about this game. Yurman Burger Flippers, shout out to some of them in chat. I know Blaine, the Ninetales legend, is in our chat hanging out right now, so shout out them for sure. You were headed against Yurman Burger Flippers, also known for playing some more strange compositions. And I mean, we saw them out roll out Wiggly last time. We've seen them on everything. How about this game? Talk to me about this game, how this one went down. This one was on the official broadcast as well. Did that change up anything for PogChamp? Was it exciting to be on the official broadcast?
Yeah, it's still cool to play in front of everyone, beating cast and stuff. Against Yurman, we knew we can beat them because... Mm-hmm. We know them, right? But they still have this weird stuff. You play Greedent, and everyone knows about Greedent. You can make a really big stuff in early, but you get nerfed. I'm playing Duraludon. Okay, you destroy me in early, but then you don't have late game, that's all.
Right, that's true. You don't have, like, it potentially give... I mean, when there's a Greedent on the field, you can never really, you know, firmly believe that you have Zapdos, I think, is, like, the one threat that it provides. Like, Covet Belch, Fluffy Tail, that combo is always going to be a threat, but you're right. Those late game team fights, it's not too much.
They made a big mistake. They made a big mistake on this game because they was winning under most of the game. And the second game they was winning. So, and I see Blaine in the chat. I want to ask them why they tried to push and score like 60 points or something like that instead of going to Zapdos, because they just tried to get, but via just Unite Greedent. That's all. We just get it for free, and I still don't get why they did that, because they could have won this game, I think. So.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. A bit of a throw coming from the Yurmans. That's it. You hate to see it. They have confirmed in chat that it was an oopsie. So a little bit of a mistake from that squad. But you did beat them 2-0, right? These are best of threes. Yeah. That's why maybe these games could. We lose one, you can make it back, something like that. But yeah, no dice. Nazu forgot that you have Slowbro is another reason that Blaine is bringing up. Nazu getting thrown under the bus here a little bit, but okay. All right, well, you guys are able to...
Playing Slowbro because of Greedent. If we knew we play Greedent, we play Slowbro. But Aider, was playing A9.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so make that rotation a little bit interesting.
Also, like, when we cover like the Zapdos area, I've seen Kivara running straight to the T2 bot. So I called it to my team that he was going to TP, or it could be an option. And when he did so, we just stripped Zapdos, and then he took care of like Natsu and his Greedent, so it was quite a well managed game from our side, and it was like maybe like a miscommunication on their side, or like a missed opportunity to do something as well.
Makes sense.
And what I can also add that after Zapdos, Yoshi had this big mindset in his head, because we didn't took any score any tier
bot lane.
Bot lane or top lane, and then he said like, we have to all score top lane in mid. We're leaving bot side alone, because it was our last push to actually take this game.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Good play call. It worked out.
Like, Viet and I running bot at first, thinking about breaking like tower 1 and tower 2, or at least T1. And Yoshi said we need to go all mid and score top, so it would be easier for us to push tier 1, tier 2. In late game during the one remaining minutes. And we did so and win, which was like a very good call in a clutch time.
Don't talk about this too much, please. Don't.
It was on live broadcast, Yoshi.
yeah, but you know.
Fair enough. Okay, awesome. Well, you guys make some nice play calls. There's a lot of mystery about it, but there is something that went down there. Wahabin, I wanted to ask you, in the attacker spot in that bottom lane, what were you playing most of the tournament?
I played Upa the whole tournament.
Upa, okay, gotcha. So you were, yeah, playing the most standard comp, I think, that we've seen for a while. Upa having its fun in the sun as a support for just a slight minute, and then everyone just loves that Pokemon as an attacker. Just so much versatility. It's very, very strong.
Thank you.
We tried to play it as a support at first, but it was just not enough peel for our carry.
Sure.
And since, you know, we like to play heavy peel, we needed more, and then I was like, dude, the Pokemon does just as much damage as a carry, and he has the utility of a support, so why not just pick it as an attacker, right?
Yeah, best of both worlds situation.
Yeah, it was working well, but you know, the Pokemon is bugged and it's really annoying. Like Shadow Ball Plus level 12, they don't explode. It's so annoying, like it triggers me every time, so please fix the game.
Yes, please fix the game is a sentence we have all found ourselves asking a little too often for, I think, any of our likings, but
we were playing every games and we're like, yeah, maybe this one, Shadow Ball Plus explode, we don't know. moving into Zapdos, true. Robin was like, well, didn't upgrade, so maybe next game.
Yeah, maybe just go next. We'll see if the game fixes itself by then. Eesh. Unfortunate, but okay, you finally find yourselves in the grand final, a rematch against a previous matchup of Random Gaming. When you're headed into the rematch, Random Gaming would need to win a bracket reset and another win. You guys have a little bit of a buffer, but that didn't seem to matter too much to your squad. You guys came out hot and won this game 2-0. Was this game any different than the winner's semifinals?
It was closer. We were losing early games pretty hard. And, well, we just were playing, you know, like staying calm and playing it to the late game, looking for an opportunity to come back, and we just found it every time.
Okay.
Maybe we were just lucky. Maybe we know we were just good to grasp their mistakes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, most of the time, if we played those games in ladder, we probably would have get tilted and run down the game.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
I think that's the same about Yermon and Random, because they played Greenant.
Sure.
So, and Greenant is still one of the Pokemon who can make so much difference in the game. Mm-hmm. So he can go score, he have one of the best might in the game, he's running around, you can't kill him, he's making so much frustration, and he's still running around it again and again and again. So it's really a bit annoying. So if you don't beat him in early, you know it will be a hard game anyway. But if you have something to just counter him, like we do with Slowbro, because Slowbro can just annihilate this guy. It's not about killing him, it's just don't do anything. Just don't do anything, we'll do the rest, and that's all. That's why one of the game, I think it was in Grand Final, they wanted to try to get the zap, but just United didn't. It was Drilladon, I used my spell, like get the zap, GG.
There you go.
I think it was Dragonite.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that was most in different games that we have to beat them this time. So they tried to switch against us and stuff, but we didn't need to change anything because our comp was maybe the best comp we could play in Marsh, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was closer as well because they said between semi-final and the grand finals, they got time to look at the VOD.
Oh yeah,
and adapt their strategy from what they saw previous.
And
match,
also,
so
before they played us in semifinal, they was playing standard comp, and then when we beat them, they played score comp for the rest of the tournament. No. So they had time to like warm up on the comp extra. And also, what makes the early game really harder against Random Gaming is that we don't really know how they're gonna play the game. Like for example, in the grand final, the first top lane I played, they were like a Drilladon on top side. I don't know why, but he was top. And then the second game, it was 1v1. And for example, in semifinal, it was a Greenant on top with him. Like, it's really, we don't know how they're going to play. So that's make the early really harder.
Yeah, and that's why Greenant is so strong. You know, you can just play him bottom, you can invade level 1, you can play him top, you can invade level 5. And if you try to cover all the possibilities, you're just losing out if you're not when he's where he is.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you expect a level 1 invade, you just send your support mid and he's not there and you just lose all the Ordino bottom.
Yeah.
And So you just have to gamble every time gets Greedent, and that's why he's so strong. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, just please nerf him again, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
that's the main point of our interview, I think. We are just lobbying against Greedent and Talonflame right now. So that's our motto.
Gotcha. Yes.
It's just Greedent stuff. And in the end, at the end of the day, like, Yeomans and Random Gamings, their game plan relies on the 50 adapt Zeus every time, yes. Most of the time. You know, just, yeah, you get ahead, but at the end of the day, they just try to flip that zap, and that's kind of annoying, of course. but yeah, Viet was, you know, really strong on shutting down every huge smite that was coming at the right time. So yeah, Viet had a big part on us winning the 50s, but sure. There's still a big part of luck in that. Because, I mean, it's a 50, so, you know.
Yeah.
I got you.
But actually, like, we knew they was going to do that. They were going to do that. So I'm not going to tell any strategies, but, like, we was prepared to play against those type of games.
The team in this moment, yeah. Yes. We're, like, prepared to face, like, the Zap the spawning and stuff. So
stop flipping the Zap. Stop Unite the Zap. Please don't do that.
Unite us, guy. Just put Unite on us. It's fine. But oh, the Zap, please.
We need a gentleman's agreement when we enter a tournament. Please stop.
It would be one if you want 2v2, but not Zapdos. You know, it's fine.
That's awesome. Okay, well, fantastic. We have talked about this bracket for a while, so just as we hit the end of it, congratulations again to PogChamp on a perfect run, never dropping a game. You found ways to beat standard comps, score comps, and everything in between. PogChamp certainly on top right now. Current kings of EU. So, fantastic work. When we talk about EU on this show and just in the community in general, I think everybody has a really solid top five teams in mind. I mean, you guys, Five Guys, Yeomans, Random, and Unleashed, I think that's a pretty easy as like what people would consider to be. Are there any other EU teams right now that you think that you really think are on the up and coming, or maybe next up, if not like top five, maybe six, seven, just on the outside, but could beat any of these top teams any given tournament?
I think it would be Zephyr Red, actually. Zephyr yes. Red.
Okay. Not beating every team, but they have a shot at beating some of them.
Okay.
If they keep on practicing like they
what
do.
What is good with this team? Yeah. Oh, yeah, go.
No, it's fine. You can go. Sorry. It's fine.
Yeah. What is good with the team is that they play together from like even before Unite was released. So they have really
synergy.
Good synergy, good communication in game. Like when someone do a call, everyone follow it. No one asks question. Like no.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, they're pretty good at the game. Have good macro, good vision. So yeah, we're gonna take care of this team.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's another team I keep in check. It's Dravniks and Keep Running's team.
Keep Running's team.
I feel like they are just not threats right now. But sure. Since the meta is switching a lot, and if they keep practicing, and if you have a bad day or something, they're up there. They're waiting for an opportunity.
Awesome. They're the next up, if anything. That's awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, good to see that EU is still chock full of talent. Definitely going to be some more teams on the up and coming. That's always awesome to see. But guys, let's talk a little bit about like in-game kind of stuff. We talked about meta a decent amount. You guys had a great read on what the meta was going to be for the tournament. That's a lot of what you were saying was what gave you these advantages in games, is that you guys played Duraludon. And Duraludon was a fantastic win condition for you guys. However, we did see a lot of variety, especially in EU, other regions as well. We're always going to see some more variety. EU saw a lot of composition and pick variety. Do you guys have an idea of why that's the case? Is Unite an unsolved game, if you will? Just still, people are learning the game. We're really going to refine it later. Or is it just the rapid introduction of Pokemon, very strong Pokemon, is always changing things and, confusing the masses?
Well, first, to be honest, I just hate playing Duraludon. So this Pokemon is ugly. I don't like it. But okay. It's so broken. Then when they release a new Pokemon, you have like 90% is broken.
Okay.
So if you don't play it, you just shut something in the you shot yourself. You're just losing if you don't play this kind of Pokemon. It was Upa when it gets released. Oh my, what you just did with this game again? And and now we know Azumarill is coming the next week. Oh, just watching what he can do. Oh my, I don't even imagine what is going to happen. So I think, to be honest, they just need to put some bans on the tournaments. Just put bans more strategic on the game. It will be so much better for the game to have bans. Okay. Yeah, maybe some teams will not be happy for that because they just play one trick champs. So yeah, not good for you. But I still think bans on this game will be so huge and help the strategy and help the game at all. Because you have to ban these broken champs and you have to ban like something you can't play against them. That's something I'm really waiting for.
I see. Yeah, so many other MOBAs in the sphere, you know, have these banned things like that. Pokemon Unite does not have it yet, and no word of it coming in the future at all. But you, Yoshi, think that this game is ready for a drafting style phase and bans like that?
Yeah, for sure. Because right now we have 41 Pokemon, if I'm not mistaken, I think.
40 Pokemon.
It's way enough. So, maybe not draft, because picks, different pick would make something really hard. Maybe we can still do it, but bans, at least just
ban.
Okay. Just bans would be really, really cool. Gotcha. And yeah, if people think they can just ban Wabin or top lane, just try it. Just try it. We'll just destroy you guys easy again.
We have so many things in the list right now, so yeah.
Got you. Yes. Okay. Awesome. So we definitely, you guys are on the whole bandwagon train and want to make sure that, this game gets a little more competitive in that side of things. And I must admit, it's one of the most exciting parts of MOBA is the draft or ban phase, either option. It's just strategy before you even head into game, which is always going to be an interesting thing to watch. I tend to agree. I used to be not on that. Like maybe even a few weeks ago, I was still like, I don't think we're ready yet. Blah, blah, blah. But the way that they've introduced these Pokemon recently, it's so funny too, because they had what, like Trevenant and Aegislash beforehand? Certainly not, game changing Pokemon being added to the game, but then they decided to flip that script and Duraludon being added. But actually, that's a question I need to ask. Any of you guys very good at the tree or the sword? Anybody on the squad?
What's the point to play them?
I think none of us have played the tree yet.
Just tell me what the point of playing them.
Yeah, there is not really.
I mean,
Sarah, you can play Aegislash.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we tried it. Yeah, we tried. Yeah.
I mean, I can, but even if I play Pixel Perfect, Lucario will do most of. So...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, I'm agreeing. I understand they're bad. I just love those Pokemon, so I've always wanted to see that be viable. Hopefully in the next Valent patch, I'll see an Aegislash blessing, but because I really do think that if that Pokemon just gets tuned up a little, it's like on the edge of being broken, but with a high skills fuller. So that's my hope, at the very least. But okay, awesome. Well, okay, meta aside, it's changed quite a bit in Unite's history, right? We started with 212, the 113 came pretty early. You said that your team really prefers to play that front to back style, protect your like strong jungle carry. Is that the kind of meta that you think PogChamp does best in? Is the front to back style, you know, protect the jungler at all costs?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We so, play like that, but we know to play other stuff too.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah, no, this isn't a... I'm not saying is that the only thing you can play. I definitely know that you're capable of multiple team comps, but I'm just curious what you think the best meta is for PogChamp. And so a front to back, a strong jungle enabled is definitely going to give your team just that extra edge, which is awesome to see. Okay.
Even for the game... let's go ahead.
Game depends really hard on the meta. What we are playing. Okay. We can adapt to the meta, that's for sure. And like the Duraludon patch was like a nerf, we are like having another comp already.
Okay, interesting. You don't have to say it on the show if you don't want to, but I do love getting to know any of the future site. But if you want to keep that, if you want to keep your composition picks a secret, I totally understand.
It's easy. I just hate playing all the things instead of carry. So just feel for me. I'll carry the game. That's all.
Okay. a little bit that's of how we play. Protect the Yoshi president, and then we make it happen.
Saru will destroy the top lane. I will do the rest in late game. It's okay. Just protect me. that's how we play.
Good stuff.
Actually, even like in team fight when I play Lucario, even I'm fed. I'm not even trying to kill people. I'm just trying to create some space so Yoshi can just rip the fight.
Very good.
Like, killing people is not useful when Yoshi can destroy them.
Yeah, exactly. Roll out the red carpet for Yoshi just to gank and exactly. Gank
and that's basically what we do, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I think that's what Smunga said right now.
Well, as long as everybody on the team kind of is with the game plan, I guess that sounds good. Awesome. All right, well, guys, let's talk a little bit about the EU region as a whole. You guys are the more standard composition players. Like you said, no one can beat you on these standard comps at the moment. However, that doesn't really sum up the whole of EU. We've seen score comps, we've seen hybrids, we've seen some really interesting invade strategies from the entire comp. Is there any way to sum up all of EU and describe the region? Is there a kind of a blanket term you could call the region? Or is there just so much variety that it's almost impossible to pin down what the real style of the EU region is?
Yeah, the world is heterogeneous. I think there is a lot of styles and you can identify a team, you know, even without the tag name on top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the picks, you know, every player has his signature pick.
Mm-hmm, right.
And even if it's not the best. So, yeah, you can just see. I feel like still most of people play standard. Like, there is really only Yamans and Random Gaming that are doing the weird stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
And
the outliers.
The rest of Europe is still playing standard most of the time.
Yeah.
Because it's not as simple as it seems, right?
Definitely.
A lot of teams have tried it and have just burned themselves on it, so they kind of turn their back from it and just play it as they used to. So yeah, that's how I see it right now.
Fair enough. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I think that's a really good summary of EU right now. Awesome. Well, let's start talking about what we're all focusing on in these tournament grinds. This is the road to Worlds, right? Like, this is not just these one little one-off tournaments. They are important, but all the while you're going to be earning points for regionals and then for the chance to, not a super far trip for the five of you, but it still is a whole new country headed to London to do the World Championship. It's going to be the goal for pretty much every single team. Right now, if you were to look across, I don't know how much you've seen of the other regions' tournaments and things like that. Who do you think is the scariest region when headed to Worlds? Who do you think is currently on top? Is EU at the top of the mountain right now? Is NA up there, you know, where I'm from? Or is Japan, Korea? Where do you think the real strength of Pokemon Unite lies right now?
I think Shoshi should answer. Maybe.
So I'm watching most of the competition all around the world because I really know the how they play because we can learn something about them or Ezra. So I will say Japan is not good. Okay. They play just score comp. We will destroy them for sure.
Okay.
Mexican, Brazil, and all this South America. I don't even talk about them because. Yeah.
Okay, great, let's move on.
There is nothing to say about them. NA, actually, I think they have one of the best teams in the world, when SGG is probably the best team. Even if they lose this Marsh final.
Yeah, not even make it top four.
Not even making. But I still think they are the best team. It's just Durant don't just fuck them, but it's okay. Yeah. I know they can do some stuff. And the rest of NA, I will not make many friends right now, but I think they're decent, but I think top four in EU will be the best in the world.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So you think if top four EU went up against top four NA, it would be a big victory for EU.
Yeah, probably.
It will, but I think GG will probably win.
I think overall
we are
Blossom can manage to win too, I think.
Blossom did fine. Blossom can manage and on a good streak right now.
Yeah.
They were on the Blissey pick, so that true. It was a big spot. But okay.
Blissey was really good with Jura.
The final wasn't even Duras, it was Charizard against Decidueye, so...
Yeah. The Decidueye was strange. It was so fun to watch. I mean, you could talk about if it was the right call, if it was a bad call. Let's face it, that was a blast. Attack weight Decidueye is a fun pick, and it's also been infecting my ladder games now. So, thanks, YeetFan, for that.
Also, like, they have a different playstyle, I think, from EU.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
They... I mean, like, even in other games that we know, like League of Legends and stuff, NA is known to be, like, a bit more passive, you know? And so that's why I think, like, Decidueye Arrow suits him pretty well and stuff like this, because EU is, like, a bit more aggressive, so we like to go in, like, as Venu, Talonflame, and so on. So I think that's why Decidueye, like, a bit poor in this tourney over there.
I love my EU. I prefer the Firebird over the Grassbird. So Talonflame, I love when that mod gets picked. So I'm a big fan. But guys, next up, the next tournament that we're going to be hitting is the Aeos Cup. However, since you qualified in that top four, it's not going to be for a while. You have a little bit of a break. Qualifiers coming up this upcoming weekend. It's going to be a fun qualifier tournament for sure. But you guys do not have to play in it. Now that you have qualified already, what's the game plan for PogChamp? Are you guys taking a bit of a break before heading back to the practice grind, or are you already back in the lab trying to find out what's good and practicing as much as you can?
You have to be ready. If you won the tournament, it's okay, but it's not the World Cup, you know? So right in the morning, you have to learn how to beat people the next month, because the next month, it will be money in the games.
True.
So that's something you have to consider now, because you do top four, it's okay. You know you qualify for the next month, but right now, there's some money in the point. So we have to know, because we know Drellon get nerfed, and people is like, okay, PogChamp is just going to play Drellon anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we need to know what we have to play to learn.
They totally are.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Maybe.
We've been playing Lucario very well, actually. So,
Very nice.
I think for every team on EU, we just took like 2-3 days break. If one of the players need a break of one day, we just take a day off. It's okay. We don't know, because we still have 1 month before the next tournament. But every time we can just play, just keep practicing, keep learning, keep trying some stuff, and
that's awesome.
We have an offline tournament as well.
Yes, true.
There's a LAN tournament in France.
What? Yeah. There's a LAN tournament in France? That's amazing. You guys are playing?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So cool.
That's really cool.
When is that tournament?
18th of
April. In 2 weeks.
Easter Day.
Easter Monday. So
if there is a stream of that, make sure someone tweets at me, because I need to watch the LAN tournament in France. That sounds so, so exciting. That's awesome. Well, good luck for you guys playing in that tournament. That's going to be fantastic. But awesome. Guys, so Aeos Cup, like you mentioned, there is some cash on the line for sure. I definitely think there's going to be a lot of teams going to be competing with a little bit of that extra vigor that, you know, there's a decent chunk of change. People are going to want to take home that prize money. But, let's jump past Aeos Cup a little bit. I know it's an exciting tournament, but if we were to look at the regional finals, the really, really important one, this is the one that the top two seeds get to Worlds. Right now, if the tournament was, let's say, this next weekend, if the tournament was already happening then, regionals happened upcoming, who do you think are the two teams that would go to Worlds from EU?
PogChamp.
Okay, yep. Good answer.
I think the second one would be really hard from Random Gaming.
Okay.
Yerman, Five Guys and Unleashed. I think everyone can make it, to be honest.
Really? We
can't say they are like two best team in EU, because everyone can beat everyone.
Seriously.
That's happened February. We ended top four. We could have won. People would maybe not agree, but in February, we could have won this tournament for sure.
Okay.
And any team could have won. I think the most unlucky team right now is Unleash. They're a really good team, like really good players and stuff.
Yeah,
and they never get to top four. I don't even know how it just happened, because they get...
I mean, they played with Odura, of course.
Yeah, but that's a problem. that's a problem.
Is it like next day, Zervas tweeted about like playing Duraludon during like a Rush GG tournament? So it was pretty good. Maybe we should have considered playing it during March final. If we were like, yeah,
of course.
Maybe you should have.
Yeah, maybe you should have. Yeah, that's true. But okay, their team was also just, I of course, as a caster, I'm always going to be the one to love the fun teams to watch. Phantom Force, Talonflame is such a cool combination to see
it
happen.
Is.
Like, it looks amazing. Does it work all the time? No. But it is so cool to watch. So shout outs to them for putting on an awesome show in tournament bracket. Yeah. If they have to go through qualifiers again, though, is a pretty hefty price to pay. So good luck to the Unleashed gang. I'm sure they're going to make it through their very high seed as well. So it's going to be a good thing. But guys,
just don't beat us. Don't beat us.
Yeah, just don't
you
be
can
cautious.
Do it. Yeah, fine. You can get the second seat.
Fine.
We give the second seat to everyone. Just take it. We
yes,
give it.
Yes, absolutely. As long as you get first dibs on the number one.
Exactly.
I hear you. Awesome. Well, guys, the like I said, the World Championship is upcoming. We're going to see representation from so many regions, a lot of different play styles. There's not too many teams you guys are worried about. Obviously, Yoshi given the rundown on the other regions. There's a certainly a chalkboard with lines through it of every country somewhere in Yoshi's place, but
probably
for yeah, exactly, for PogChamp specifically, when people want to tune into them, what do you think sets your team apart? What makes PogChamp a unique team that people are going to want to pay attention to and are going to want to watch despite just winning a giant tournament? Other than that, though, what do you really think is the what makes PogChamp so unique and so strong?
I think our playstyle. We have Celery Yoshi as well. That's for Blaine.
No. To have a really good answer, I think people know PogChamp for the top jungle, because I think Saori was probably the best top laner in the whole game.
Okay.
And the combination with me, we're playing really, really good together, and we know each other really, really good,
mm-hmm.
and we know how to make like the difference on top lane.
Okay.
Our bot lane is, they're still playing weak side all the games.
Sure.
Sometimes they beat the bot lane, the game is easy. We just won if the bot lane just won.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, yeah, they know Saryu because he destroyed, like in the China League, he played this fucking Machamp.
Uh-huh.
And he destroyed everyone with Machamp.
It was the best
yeah,
day. I love that day.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
The 1v5 against GG was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everyone knows him and everyone knows he's the really, really strong. People is trying to put two, three players in the top, try to counter him. But even just keep killing Saryu and leave me alone, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect. That's right. Keep doing that.
Ooh, guys, your team captain's just using you as meat shields, but okay. I mean, if it works, it works.
I'm okay with that.
Good.
I think like we're like very smart player as well. Like Fabin and Viet are like very well-rounded as a player, and they know how to play very passively in lane, and they know what they're capable to do and what they're supposed to do, so...
Awesome.
I mean, every game it goes very fine, I would say. But like very strong players. Some
legit sometimes like we are legit two on the lane, like I'm with Viet or I'm with Wa, and like we do a catch or something. We don't even talk to each other. Like they already know what I have to do, you know?
Mm.
I'm not even calling. Like, they see me and they know what I want to do.
That's awesome. That's gonna pop off even more on LAN. I know it. So I'm very excited to see that happen.
Yeah.
That's gonna be so fantastic. Really excited for you guys. But awesome, we are getting to the end of the show. I've taken up too much of your time already. But I just have a couple questions I'd like to end on. I'll give you guys a chance to plug your streams and everything like that just a second, but I'd love to ask this question to every team that I have on the podcast. A lot of the people that listen to this podcast, watch the Twitch stream, watch the YouTube videos, is all competitive players for sure, but we also get our fair amount of new players to the game, players who have hit master, they're grinding up ladder, they're feeling pretty good, and they want to find a team and they want to enter into the tournament scene. They're just on the edge of being a good player. They've kind of got to that prereq part. I'd love to just I'm talking to the best in the world right now. So I'd love to get just one tip from each of you that a new player, like a new player who's hit that master grind, they're already decent. Just what's one tip for a player that can get them from good to great, where they could enter into a team and start actually competing? You can make the tip specific to your role if you want, but you don't have to. So yeah, just anyway, that is the question. What's tip to a new player that wants to enter into a team and start grinding out tournaments? Crackies, let's start with you.
Okay, I think like it's supposed to know what you're supposed to do. Like if you play support, you're not there to carry the team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like if you play carry, maybe try to get your damage, not die too early in the fight, you know, get a little bit back, then go back in. It's about knowing what you're capable to do, know what you're supposed to do, and then play on your strengths and your weaknesses as the Pokemon you pick as well, you know?
Gotcha.
I think that should be good.
An in-depth knowledge of the Pokemon you're playing is going to matter. You need to know how far is too far ahead and how far you need to run away sometimes, which makes a lot of sense. Sarayu, how about you? What's a tip for a new player who could go from good to great?
I think I'll talk about like being top laner, because that's exactly what I did. Like, first season, I was playing only solo queue, so no one knew me in the game. And then I start playing in team, like I start playing like for French teams, for French tourney, etc. And more I played, and more I like became famous, I will say.
Okay.
Like for example, at the beginning, I had zero idea about anything about macro in this game in 5v5. I never played 5v5. I only was mechanic player, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I tried playing team, and like I already had the mechanics. Mm. I already was good at it, and then I just had to adapt to the team gameplay. So like learning the macro, learning the rotation, learning what I have to do in team, and then it came like that. Like I played, and then I played in team, and then from team to team, I'm PogChamp now.
Okay. Awesome. Very, very cool.
I think if you begin the game and you wanna have a team, you gotta first like play by yourself.
Gotcha.
And then you go to the team and adapt to the gameplay as a team.
I love that. First you gotta make your own impression. Awesome. Yoshi, how about you?
Well, just get good at the game, that's all, I guess.
Yoshi's answer.
No, just be good, forehead.
Yeah, if you want to compete at the top level, yeah, just know your mistakes, because that's maybe 50 or even more percent of your own knowledge about the game. Just get good, that's all. If you know you're doing something really bad, just watch your game. If people told you do this bad, just don't put your ego out and just say, yeah, it was bad, and don't do it again and get good. That's all.
Okay, fair enough. Putting your ego to the side just to get good is important.
You should be thinking about ego, okay?
Yep.
Hey, okay. Once you get good, you can bring the ego back. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're good. It's all good.
When I won the tournament, I could say, yeah, I won it, so yeah, I'm the best.
There you go. Viedo, how about you? Do you have a tip for a new player?
For new players, I have a specific tip. It's like communicate in the team.
Okay.
It's the biggest point, I guess. Like, if you don't communicate and doing everything yourself, the team is doomed.
Mm.
Having a nice atmosphere or having a good synergy is also good, but I think community is the best. Like, talking after the game makes the best. Like me, when we're playing together, I talk what is my point of playing defender.
Mm-hmm.
Like catching someone or like protecting Vahabin or Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is where I'm watching as a defender.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. You gotta protect your carries, but also let them know when they need to back up. Because there's a certain amount you can do. Awesome. Wahabin, how about you? What's a tip for a new player who wants to go from good to great?
Yeah, like, until now we had, macro tips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, more on how to approach the game as a whole.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a micro tip. Because I've seen a lot of players, even in the top 16 EU teams, do that. Just stop using auto aim. Why would you even rely on that trash system?
Fair enough.
The auto aim just makes you miss like 80% of your spells.
Yes, it's bad.
Stop clicking and start aiming. It's not that hard, you know? Yeah, like just use this, you know? That's it.
Just use this.
I've seen so many people miss like clutch spells because they were lazy or maybe they panic or I don't know why. And it just throws the game. You lose like 20, 30% of your efficiency. Yeah. And when you're trying to be competitive, like you want to be 100%, even more, you know, if you
Absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. Makes a ton of sense. Okay, you heard it here first. Turn off auto aim, you imbeciles. Okay, guys, let's. Since we're hitting the end of the show, I want to give you all the chance to sell out, shout out, plug whatever you want to. Where can people find you on the internet? Your socials, your streams, anything like that. Crackies, let's start with you. Go around the horn.
You can find me on Twitter.
No.
No, you can find me on Twitter. I think it's like my name is Crackies, and okay. I'm considering about starting some stream, you know, like just to talk with people about Unite and stuff.
Ogres?
It's basically Crackies Unite.
Very cool. Simple. Okay, awesome. Sarah, you, how about you?
Actually, you can find me on Twitter also, and probably in 1 month or less, I will start streaming also.
Oh, okay. PogChamp streaming angle. I love this. Okay.
I will not stream when we training or screaming, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yoshi's about to kick you off the team right there. That was close.
Maybe people should consider doing the same.
Cool. I will not. Like, I'm more into competition than streaming. So.
Fair enough. Okay, Yoshi, how about you?
Well, you can see me in YouTube. I made a song, and everyone at Pokemon Unite know it.
Yes, so
you can listen to this song and be happy.
Incredible!
Let's go.
This is the best song. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Great. Go look at Yoshi's YouTube for sure. Viedo, how about you?
I have no specific like Twitter or something, but I want to shout out to my favorite team, not only PogChamp. But I want to shout out to German Burgers Flippers. I love you guys.
The EU love.
Yes.
That's good. Someone had to do it. Yoshi was just pooping on him all podcast. So someone's
got it. No. Just to complete that, you have to know something. In EU, yeah, sometimes we talk about like that, but everyone love every team. So after the end of the competition, every top team was in the same Discord, the PogChamp Discord. Everyone was talking about. So everyone helping each other and playing really good. That's why you will be the best region of this game.
Absolutely, yes. You're getting some love and hate in the chat right now, Yoshi. But yeah, no, I agree. That was the most wholesome moment. If you guys haven't seen those tweets, go take a look. They were the best. Screen caps of like the entire competitive EU community all in one Discord call. It was beautiful. It was the sound of music. All right, Wahabin, how about you? Last chance, sell out, shout out, plug whatever you want to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not really active on social media or stuff for now. Okay. So, you know, I don't have anything to plug out, but I just have one thing to say to the community as a whole. I'm kind of infamous for being, like, cold and not talking to anyone, you know?
Okay.
But, true. I mean, I don't bite, guys, you know? You can DM me or stuff.
Do not DM me.
I don't know why everyone think I'm a bad guy or you know, I'm talking shit of everyone. Like, no, dude. I'm fine.
Okay. Good. Okay, well, glad we finally got that rumor out of the way. Wahabin is a nice person. Make sure to DM say hello. Guys, awesome. Amazing. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. As far as Unite Mike's plugs, guys, thank you for hanging out in the stream. Follow, subscribe, whatever here. Make sure to go check out the YouTube. All of these episodes get posted onto the YouTube up there. So the Unite Mike's on YouTube. And as well, these podcast episodes go up everywhere you can find them. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, everywhere there. If you're on those websites, just make sure to rate us 5 stars. It helps us so much to reach out to like other people who want to find the show. find abilities a really big deal in those algorithms and things like that. So that would be a ton of help. Don't forget to tune in to my co-caster Dupe's next show on this same channel called Late Night Unite, kind of a late night talk show vibe with different personalities from the scene as well. So much content to find out on Unite Mics here for sure. Tomorrow evening as well, we're going to be jumping back to NA. We have a surprise team that I can't say the name of. Going to be a little bit of a new team reveal on Overdunk for the next episode. So make sure to tune in and check that out. But guys, thank you so much for joining me. Also, shout out to like the entire EU homies and French gang for sure. There is some like fantastic teams to go watch. We've had 5 EU teams on the podcast now, so we've really hit the top 5. And check out the amazing LAN tournament coming up in France soon. That sounds fantastic. But guys, for PogChamp, for Unite Mics, I have been Zoinks, they have been PogChamp. We will see you guys all next time. Have a fantastic week, and good luck to you guys in the AOS Cup finals. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.